I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sherb in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. So they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Alright guys, it's Wednesday night and it's 8:04 tonight. I'm usually 8:03, but never mind. So it's almost my last month here, yeah. But good things are happening, doors are opening, so life is good. I will miss Mutiny Radio and all the studio and the gallery for sure, and I will have some amazing memories. So I'm going to put the eclectic mix on, and then we have some very, very extremely special guests tonight. You know who they are. It's everywhere on Facebook. So here we go. We'll have a great time talking about a lot of stuff. They were here, the last time they were here was in 2012, in May 2012. So, yeah. All right, here we go. Eclectic mix. We're in the corner of 21st and Florida, Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Now that I got the blood, let me speak on this.
Yeah,
right?
I hear a lot of kick in this bitch. Turn the music up in this motherfucker.
We the other side of the track, niggas. Yeah. All right? Method Man, Red Man, I am. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Blanco, that's my old thug. Block to your block.
We back live again. It's the worldwide. Niggas. Ladies and germs, it's pandemonium. Rick Napoleon, Dr. Meth, all in your girl fallopian. Fuck you up like a double stack Pokemon. Peek at you, you're a puss.
Doc, low me in.
I'm from the bricks with the real car thieves. Rock this funky joint like PRT. Tricks up my sleeve, just give me an hour. I bang two women on the Eiffel Tower.
Medicine, y'a tempête. Voici une zone complète pour le gastro. On ramène sur la poudrière la lumière.
celle qui régénère la base et les crimes qu'on a plus commun. Sur disque pour la peine, c'est gommin.
D'entrée, le chivo coupe le ring comme Ali. Déjà ça pâlit, s'entend le péril proche. Le cœur claquille, la plume passe en coup de cœur. Phalange active, place la droite en sortie de rotative. Ressent la force vive, l'énergie de ce son où on sévit à vie. C'est le chant que nos tripes entonnent comme un choc électrique. Chaque phase touche, égo trip ou métaphorique. Blast et blasé, agressif, puissant, submersible. Vise l'esprit, fier, irascible, et yam, irréductible. Dès le départ, faut que tu comprennes.
Understand every man got a gun, and when I clock it back, fire! Somebody!
Roll up, or we can throw up drinks until we throw
up. Yo, right off the back, I want y'all to know.
Que cette équipe scoot et death, y'a le fire dans le show.
Sale atmosphère, l'atmosphère, la salle rime gros.
Yeah, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I got toe cones and love songs harder than y'all. I don't fear nothing at all, frontin' it all. I even got female cops busting my ball. Don't mess with my meth, my disc in the decks like the clip in the tech. You're risking your neck if you're fixing the flex. Come with your best or don't come. Name the track, I don't run.
J'débarque, c'est Kalastarski, c'est la guerre massive. C'est que c'est parti, esprit de panthère. Siège dans mes dits d'artistes, sans qu'on m'ait dit ni me dire. J'connais ce business sans piller, mec averti qui me dit.
J'en connais le son, tu veux ta part, laissez même pas.
On s'en jusqu'au sens, surpuissant. Faut que tu sens présence, rime et insonance. Fais l'effort, capte le sens, des textes à l'essence. Le groupe frappe, grave, des naissances.
Mais demi-thème, demi-thème, quand demi-thème pas même. Chacun son combat, ici le beatman. Ton flan s'amène, elle écoute, crie amen. Allez, sonnez le gong, concert les camels. Flash du non-black, non-bar, non-bar, briseur de beau bar. Sur sol fixe, éloigne du gotha. Sur son élevé ou perd la patte, créé pour abattre. Chaque mesure qui se présente, même son doit m'abattre.
Dès le départ, faut que tu comprennes.
Understand every man got a gun, and when I clock it back, fire!
Roll up, or we can throw up drinks until we throw
up. Yo, right off the back, I want y'all to know.
Que cette équipe scoot et death, y'a le fire dans le show.
I am somebody.
Sans l'atmosphère, l'atmosphère, ça rime gros.
I'm a animal, a real wise guy. I don't talk, I let my boom bye-bye. I shut down the club, then I hit the ab. Doctor, fix a hole like fix a flag. They yelling out,
he ain't shit.
Believe that when I act like my weed ain't lit. Def Jam, Vendetta, JMJ forever. Rock a umbrella when I spit.
Ma poésie prolifique base mes origines au rap qui horrifie. La masse qui crache des orifices. La haine de la bille, comment est l'uniforme. Pas l'homme et la forme de nos rimes horripiles. Le poids des mots tue les clavicules. Les choix que l'état véhicule en laisse au régime. C'est la rage et les culs. Les traces du vécu sont les traces qu'on inflige au régime. Terroriste comme les psychiatres à coups de crime auditif.
I'm hard-headed, my nuts the same. I'm bringing dope back in the game. Tap your vein and get a fix. Y'all ain't really seen bomb shit. Even if you got inspect the deck or Hans Blitz. Meth man, funk doc and I am. Got these half-naked Hollywood hoes on spy cams. Y'all know the program, get with the program. I ain't no singer nigga, this ain't no slow jam.
Ha ha! Yeah! Yeah!
Wait, wait!
Dès le départ, faut que tu comprennes.
Understand every man got a gun, and when I clock it back, fire!
Yeah. Somebody!
Roll up, or we can throw up drinks until we throw
up. Yo, right off the back, I want y'all to know.
Que cette équipe scoot et death, y'all fire dans le show.
Sans l'atmosphère, l'atmosphère, la salle rime gros.
Dès le départ, faut que tu comprennes.
Understand every man got a gun, and when I clock it back, fire!
Yeah. Somebody!
Roll up, or we can throw up drinks until we throw
up. Yo, right off the back, I want y'all to know.
Que cette équipe scoot et death, y'all fire dans le show.
Yeah. Somebody!
Sans l'atmosphère, l'atmosphère, la salle rime gros.
Your dreams, a world that is falling at the seams, 'cause That's what it's supposed to do. And I don't give a damn about the scene. It's my only way back to you, it seems that I'll cry and sweep the night.
Make it hear me. That's what it's supposed to do. And I don't give a damn about the sea. It's my only way back to you, it seems then. I'll cry into the night.
If you need
you.
Tu veux jouer avec moi? Je suis cet inconnu que tu ne connais pas. Je suis celle que tu ne vois pas. Mais pour toi, je serai Lena. Je suis celle que tu ne vois pas. Je suis celle que tu ne sens pas. Mais pour toi, je serai Lena. Toute la nuit, je t'ai attendue. Devant la table de nuit, je me suis posée nue. Mes doigts jouent sur mon corps, perdu. Je suis cet inconnu que tu ne connais pas. je serai Lena. Un jour, tu verras, on se rencontrera. Une grande fille dans un pull camélia. Un jour, tu verras, on se rencontrera. Et on s'embrassera, ou pas. Un jour, tu verras, on se rencontrera. Et tu m'embrasseras, ou pas. Attends, lentement, mon souffle reprend. Attends, lentement, je m'offre à toi dans des draps blancs. Attends, lentement, et tu me prends par derrière et par devant. Pas. Je suis celle que tu ne sens pas. Je suis celle que tu ne connais pas. Je suis celle que tu ne vois pas. Je suis celle que tu ne sens pas. Mais pour toi, je serai Lena. Jouer avec moi.
Through the water and through the flames, my baby left me without a trace. She took my money, yeah, and left the ring, and she didn't leave one clue of where she was going to. Oh, my baby up and left me alone. She signed goodbye on the letter that she to ask you, how can I live on? Live on. Hey, how could she do it? Go break my heart when she was to be the one crying. Soul, and that was exactly what she stole from me. Oh, my baby up and left me alone. Yeah. She signed goodbye on the letter that she wrote. So my therapy man.
through the water and through the flames. My baby left me without a chance.
I can see your lights on. I can feel the mouth of the beast. Oh, it always says my name wrong. Old machines break down in the middle of the road while it fights to keep its lights on. When you feel like this, strung along like this, you're on the hilltops tonight. You're in the red light district. Don't be low. My body and soul, my body and soul, don't you
let go. She is a woman, and a woman won't bring my spirits down. No, till there's no one else around. Oh, and where is a woman when you need one, when you feel the most alone? When you feel the most alone, I could be a lover. Hold me till the next one at least. Love me when the rain comes. Won't be leaves break down in the middle of the road. I think you turn the lights on. When you feel like this, strung along like this, well, you're on the hilltops tonight. You're in the red light district. Don't be alone. It's my body and soul, my body and soul. Don't you let go. She is a woman and a woman. Bring my spirits down till there's no one else around. Oh, and where is a woman when you need one, when you feel the most alone, when you feel the most alone?
The crowd over there. All right, so you guys all have right. The headphones. Yeah, can you hear me over there?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, good. I usually have the headphones. Hey, Matilda, they are back on the Sugar Show. Last time was 2012 in May.
That's right.
Time goes fast.
Way too fast.
It's insane.
Doesn't feel like it was that long.
I know, you guys didn't change at all. One wrinkle, nothing.
Is that good? Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's very good, okay. I guess. I don't know, I assume my, I'm very, you know, I have wrinkles, but I'm fine with it.
I don't see any wrinkles from this distance.
Nice hair, Skylar.
Oh, thanks.
So I know the story about the blue hair already, because I've read a few articles, so I'm not going to ask you. I don't even care.
Oh, great. That's cool.
Right, because I know it was like...
And it's not even blue anymore, so, I mean, what's the point? It's like a gray, like a swamp gray right now, so...
Good, that looks good. So since you came here in 2012, a lot of stuff happened. Absolutely insane. You went on a tour. Mm-hmm. USA tour all over.
Yes.
A tour.
So what happened? Like, did you decide to do that, or some other bands, you know, dragged you and say, hey, let's come, you know, let's go?
Yeah, the tour was, happened out of the label that we're signed to. There was a couple different bands that are on it, and they basically were doing a showcase of the different bands that they had, and it was a good opportunity for us to go out and play for a bunch of people and get out there, so we did it. It was sweet.
It was cool.
How many other bands? I can't remember.
There are three other bands.
Oh, three other bands.
We were the second of the
the four.
The four.
Yeah. Second opener.
Oh, second.
Which was a difficult spot because we didn't get a sound check, but it was also really nice to get that that exercise as a band, you know?
Kind of. You didn't get sound check, really?
Oh no. We got like a dinky little line check every night, if that.
We got one sound check once.
What was that? That was in New York, wasn't it?
It was in New York City.
Yeah, the Best Buy.
Yeah, it was good practice for us, though, to play in extreme conditions, like for a festival.
Isn't it?
Loading your gear in like 0 degrees, weather, sideways hail, and oh, no sound check, you guys are late.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I saw a lot of pictures on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we regularly put those babies up there.
So how was it to connect with your fans or new fans or whoever those people were? Because I saw a lot of pictures with like random.
It felt like pretty much everybody was new. I mean, there were definitely some people who found out about us before we performed in their city, like through Facebook or whatever. But for the most part, everything was very fresh, so it was fun, you know, to start generating fans that way, you know, to start feeling like, okay, next time we come through here, maybe these people will be back and try to make a good impression on them. Uh-huh. So.
Yeah.
So every cities were good?
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
There were a couple of times where things didn't go super smooth.
There were some hardships.
Yeah.
But
overall, it was really awesome seeing different parts of the country. And a lot of people are more open to music outside of California, I feel. It's just, maybe, I don't know.
It's a different vibe, yeah. People are a little more accepting of what comes through their town. Maybe,
well,
mainly
yeah,
probably because the towns
blasé.
Are a little smaller or something, but...
Hear yeah. that completely blasé.
Yeah, I like that word. That's a good word. Totally. That.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. An overwhelming amount of stuff. I mean, even for us, it's like there's so many concerts out there. In some of the places we went to, that was the only spot that they had music.
Yeah, people would drive hours to come to the show, you know, where you don't see that in California, really. People don't.
No. Yeah, no.
Don't have that commitment. They don't have to, but
yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, I know you opened for Duran Duran as well, right?
Yes.
We did.
Did that happen since we've seen you last?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. I know.
Wow. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
So what happened with that Duran Duran thing? Like, same question. Did someone knock at your door and say, hey? Or
yeah, just a connection through management, and the door was open, and we just went for it, and it somehow worked out. It was awesome.
Beautiful outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We met a lot of fans that way, a lot of older crowd.
It's true. Yeah, that opened up a lot of doorways to other things, actually, those two shows. It was a two-show thing, so we played for them with them for two nights in a row.
That's right, that's right.
And didn't talk to them once.
Yeah.
Really?
Didn't even get a high five.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's partially our own fault. I mean, I was intimidated. I don't know about you, but I didn't want to, like, walk into their dressing room and... like step on somebody's toe and break it or something.
Yeah, we stayed out of there, out of the way.
Well, you know, some days, very, very soon, someone will do that to you. They will be intimidated.
Well, we'll go up to them and give them a big hug.
I should hope so.
I know you guys are so... I mean, it seems like you're very genuine, so I don't think you will change.
No. Skylar's changed a little bit, but no, he's okay. He's good.
Oh.
Well, you know,
I think we should elaborate on this. That was new news to me.
Just well, kidding. You guys are very different.
I didn't realize.
You guys are very different. So you guys met, just a little bit of history between you two. You met through Expression, right? Because you were students over there?
Yeah.
And you became friends?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I was in a band called Bullets Can't Kill Danny, and we have a mutual friend, Ryan John, who's a sound guy. Also went to school with us, and he kind of paired us together as I was looking for a drummer to replace my old drummer. And, kind of the puzzle pieces fit perfectly.
Right.
And he was interested in doing something serious, and I wanted to do something serious. And
so
neither of us wanted to be like studio junkies, you know, neither of us were gearheads or anything, so we just wanted to play in bands and tried to make that happen. So.
And then it morphed into...
See where that
got
us? That was a terrible idea.
Skylar used to be a screamer.
Yeah.
Used to?
I wouldn't call it screamer. I'd call it shouter. I was more of a shouter.
Gut-wrenching
shouter. A gut-wrenching shouter, yeah.
Yeah, I guess not a screamer, not a screamer, but it's not the voice that you hear right now.
Oh.
No. In fact, I think I had a better voice when I was a screamer or a shouter.
But you know, what people don't realize is that what you're doing tonight is very exceptional because it's very unplugged, it's very acoustic. When you're on stage, you're like raging.
Yeah,
and
we like to make
some
noise.
Serious videos about you guys. You're like running around, dancing. It's insane. It's beautiful. So you guys improvise, like whatever is in your mood, you just do it, or?
Yeah, there's certain things that we have that we kind of do each night, but it's usually always different to some degree, and we try and have some spontaneous.
Yeah, there are aspects of the show that are planned, and then there, I would say a good majority of it is just kind of what we feel in the moment.
Yeah, organically.
We work off each other, and you know, it depends on the show, the amount of people, all that stuff. So, in fact, I prefer the shows where there's no barrier between people. That's why I like
always
the smaller venues, because you can actually interact with the crowd, get in the crowd.
Totally.
push them around, dance around, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So, yeah.
You play saxophone, Skylar?
Saxophone?
You do, right?
No.
Oh, you do?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
I wish I did, though.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
There's somebody else.
That would be so cool. I would love to play I would love to play any horn instrument at all, but yeah. That is not a gift that I've developed. But we know some really talented people who do that, so.
Maybe you could add a saxo player for just one song.
We've done that a couple times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well,
we've added trumpet players.
Yeah, trumpet players.
Oh,
to the set, and people have recorded with us who play trumpet, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you did a big show as well. You opened for the Geographics.
Geographer.
You know,
geographer?
It's really funny that you say that. A friend of mine came and saw our Santa Cruz show that we just recently did, and he thought it was Geographics. Or geologist? Is it geologist?
No.
No, to me, in my book, it's Geographics.
Or Geographics, like an electro group of some kind. And I was like, oh, it's Geography. I'm pretty sure it's Geographer.
Yeah.
So, but that's who we've played with. Is
yeah.
Geographer.
So that's another great impact. I mean, huh?
Yeah, that was awesome. We played at the Fillmore. An SF right before we left on the tour. So that was a good way for us to, you know, jump out in front of a ton of people.
Yeah.
And get comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Be comfortable enough.
It's a good warm up.
Totally. Yes. It can be a little nerve wracking if there's a lot of people. And they're and they're not there to see you. They're there to see the other band.
That's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it's a very good exercise because you gotta warm up the crowd.
Totally.
So but then after you had the reward though. Everybody wanted a picture with you.
At the Fillmore show?
No, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah. It's, yeah.
We took a lot of pictures on tour. There was many snapshots taken. Yeah.
So how do you feel? I mean, I know when you came in 2012, you were like super humble. And I knew that something great would happen to you guys. I mean, I can feel it. You have an amazing chemistry. You are talented, obviously, and you know, and I know you're going to go really far. But so how does it feel? You know, you were here in 2012 and you did the Underground Pirate Radio show and then all of a sudden, boom. I mean, you're still humble. I mean, you're good. Yeah,
I think so.
No, I don't know if we're humble anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I do have a gold plated toilet now, but I don't know.
Yeah, we have
things have changed dramatically in my life.
A lot of things in our apartments have become gold plated.
Yeah, gold plated things, you know, food like gold plated cheese. You know, the food is you know little gold flakes in my vodka.
Gold.
No, you know
gold
what?
Smoothies. Spinach and gold smoothies.
I'm in a little bit worse shape than I was in 2012, so I'm a little more insecure. Actually, I'd say things have gotten worse. I've put on some pounds. Just all this fame and attention just makes me lazy. It's not good.
Oh my!
We're very glad to be here. And,
now you have a housekeeper.
And, yeah, it's actually Logan. Logan's my housekeeper. It's
a
really
driver.
It's been really effective.
He makes me get his little outfit and dance around. It's kind of weird, actually.
Yeah.
Where is that outfit, by the way? I'm glad you're keeping your sense of humor. It's beautiful. So now the big thing is the festival, the Outside Lane thing.
Yeah.
That's insane, too.
It is insane.
Yeah. In fact, I for the longest time, I thought we were playing on a smaller stage that we were playing. I literally found out like 2 or 3 days ago, I think we both did, that we were playing on the Twin Peaks stage, which is the second biggest stage. And I had a moment there of heart arrest.
And that's the one all the way on the left, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't change their map.
It's the opposite. Yeah, it's the opposite of the... of the main stage.
It is.
So, nice.
So hopefully there'll be people that come out and get jiggy with it in the fog.
Yeah, hopefully.
What do you mean hopefully? Logan, come on. People have been buying their tickets a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's a huge festival.
Yeah, no, it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
And so you don't know at what time you're playing and you don't know who's playing after you or before you or...
We don't really know.
We're waiting on that. We know that we're playing on that stage and we're playing the first day.
It's a cliffhanger. We don't know.
All right.
But
that's super cool.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have tears in your eyes, huh? You have thousands of people.
Maybe.
It's a possibility.
You may cry.
You know, last year when I saw Justice... I could feel their energy. And
really?
I was far, I was like in the trees and such, but I could feel their energy. They were really emotional. They were very grateful.
Were they crying?
I could, well, I don't know, because I wasn't that close. But yeah. I could tell, you know, they were super like, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Love Justice. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. So, yeah, well, thank you so much for coming. I was very nervous asking you to come back because I didn't know.
Oh, we're practically family now.
Total blow me off and be like, sorry.
No.
Never.
We respond to everybody always.
So you've been doing a lot of radio since or more like magazines and articles?
Wouldn't say a lot of radio, but we've done some stuff, mostly all college stuff since we last saw you.
Yeah, college stuff. When we were on the road, we'd stop at different colleges and jump on there, and then we've done a couple of things, and then we've done a bunch of magazine type of things and different newspaper stuff and all types of goodies.
Some phone interviews. Phone interviews are the best.
Oh, phone interviews.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you can be in bed having popcorn and just do the phone interview.
Yeah, you got to figure it out, actually. That's the best place to do phone interviews.
I just took the popcorn thing. I was like, that sounds delicious.
I would.
You know the best kind of popcorn is the kind that's in the barrel when you get like the cheese and like the butter and then the caramel one.
Well, the one that's all compartmentalized into different groupings.
They set up for you,
but it always ends up being like no caramel corn.
Yeah,
it's all gone,
one.
And then it's just like full to the brim of the cheese stuff. The cheese stuff's pretty gross. I mean, it's good every once in a while. But
when you're in,
and
it,
if you're in a festive
it.
Mood, it can hit the spot. But what were you saying?
Especially we're talking when about popcorn. You're PMSing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, I know you guys don't have this problem.
Not typically.
So you're going to be in the studio a lot. We're kind of talking a little bit off air. You're working on a new album.
Yes.
So it's going to be a full album or just an EP?
No, full album. Our first full album.
An LP.
First
long
one.
Press.
Cool. So that was time to do it, huh? You felt like...
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff that we've worked on over the last couple of years and a bunch of new stuff, and we're just kind of getting as much as we can out, and then, soon enough. It should be out beginning of next year. We're just working at the studio every day on a bunch of new...
Yep.
Cool things.
So it's going to be a 10 track, 12 track?
Well, 40 track.
Yeah, maybe a double side release.
Double side.
Do a split release with Duran
Duran. We're going to start big. We're going to do a double CD.
We're releasing it exclusively on 7-inch.
On Kelly, or on
cassette tape.
Carly Rae Jepsen's label. It's coming out.
I know why you guys get along, because you're so sarcastic.
Are we? We're not sarcastic. I'm not sarcastic at all. Sugar. Sarcastic.
That's how you get along. All right. Well, you know, I think that was it, really. I just wanted to catch up with you guys and congratulate you on your outside land.
Thank you. Yeah. You're going to be there? You planning to be there?
You know, yeah. I'm gonna try to use my connections.
Yeah. That's what I've done every single year.
You got to hook it up with some of those connections. We love some of those.
Well, you know, I have a lot of riggers and stagehands friends.
Yeah,
okay.
Those are the people to go to.
Those are the ones.
The first 2 years I snuck in under the fence.
Yeah, they're getting...
How did you do that?
They're getting super hardcore now.
Yeah.
They have the dogs, they have...
But people still somehow manage to do it, and I want to know the secret.
We were
part of that society.
Well, I was talking with somebody, and we had the idea, why don't you try and sneak in and have a ticket? Just see if you can sneak in.
For the future, just like,
just
you could
to,
be like the,
just to,
yeah, you could like do a tour, just, lead a tour of people next
say, whoa,
year.
Whoa, 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 and you say, no, dude, I'm in.
I got lost. Didn't bring my glasses, I'm sorry.
At least you'll know the way, and you can like spread the
knowledge. Is that a dog? What a nice dog you got there.
All right, so you have one more song, right?
Yes,
we do.
That's what Logan told me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. He's correct.
All right, guys, it's Meaty Matilda on Mutiny Radio. You can catch us on iTunes or mutinyradio.org. They're here before their grand debut of Outside Land, and I'm very grateful.
One short lady, if there's room for you and I, you're boring your concrete.
taken time for it to dry. Your voice is restful, oh, like a lullaby. But here in the city, I'm likely to forget and toss it in the wind.
Again, guys, I had one more question
because yes.
I was listening to the song and I was like, that could be good. If a famous DJ would ask you, can we remix one of your songs, you would say yes or no?
No.
We don't do that.
DJ? Yeah. What is a DJ?
What is a DJ?
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Of course.
Well, you know what
love,
I'm talking about, right?
We would
love
for...
famous songs and then all of a sudden DJs
oh,
are just...
yeah.
Yeah. No, we love that.
Calvin Harris on the phone. Get him.
We've had a couple people do that for us, and we want to explore that
oh,
a lot.
Cool.
We love it's awesome hearing people do a new spin on a MIDI.
Oh yeah,
MIDI jam.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool.
Yeah, well, we anybody who contacts us and wants to do remix, we always give them the opportunity.
But they have to include a flute track on
ooh,
it.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Like the Saint-Germain style.
What?
You know Saint-Germain, the DJ Saint-Germain, he owes like flutes and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
what we're looking for. So,
yeah.
Get us in touch, make things happen, make connections. But some of those connections that you got, we would love some of those.
But European tour, guys, I totally see you doing that.
Well, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I don't think
I
we
so
would turn that down.
I see you doing that.
That would
yeah.
be great. Never been to Europe.
Neither have I.
Couple good old American boys.
There we go. Yeah, I think that would be really dope.
Yeah.
So, let's cross our fingers.
We do, every day.
Do you have a little shout out before you leave?
Mom, I love you.
Mom,
she's not listening.
I don't know if you're listening, Mom, but I love you too. Hi.
Oh, and many Matilda fans, if you're out there, if
yeah.
you exist.
We love you guys.
We'll
too.
See you soon.
Of course they exist.
See you in your dreams.
Thank you so much, guys. Again, I'm so grateful. Before you leave, we need a picture.
Yes.
You know,
okay.
Hey,
yeah. We'll do it.
Too.
All right. Okay. Thanks again. Much love. I'll put you with the eclectic mix. Here we go. Chikuchi,
it. Cause you know what you don't wanna. Cause you want what you can have it. Cause you know what you don't wanna. Cause you want what you can have it.
Yo devo, c'est leur mourir police venir. Moi d'où monsieur Nomati. Qui a ici cap d'image chez New York sans fusil. Moi d'où monsieur Nomati. Les bombes yo kebo yo devo, c'est leur mourir police venir. Moi d'où monsieur Nomati. Madame Capé soufflade, bouche moi en police à venir. Dis-moi ma vente drogue, moi dis mon cher ou mati. Livin pour vin checker, moi dis moi pas gagne rien. C'est dans yon petit bag, moi t'apprends là pour checker yon tizen. Big up fantôme, moi remets ta bon combo. Si ça te fait des pubs dans ballon, moi m'en décote mou yo. Tim bois sec, moi courir les movie pot dans yon cimetière. Passez moi voyons tête sans corps. ABCDFG, souffle bataille c'est danger. Même sous congé football, dernier gol lancé pour pélé. A jouer maman, maman c'est créole. Fizim c'est boussole, compam c'est la colle. Original haïtien, quoi des bouquets. Gen équipe c'est Brooklyn, fête Haïti fête. Quoi des bouquets, quoi des bouquets. Tendez, y a eu ce cap d'image chez New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur non mati, les bombes yo kembo yo devo, c'est leur mou police vini. Moi nous monsieur non mati, qui a ici cap ni marche New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur non mati, les bombes yo kembo yo devo, c'est leur mou police voilà. Moi nous monsieur non mati, président moi pas le président. Passe microphone non moi c'est gouvernement. Mon nom c'est Wyclef yo et les enfants. Moi gagne un tisseur yo et les au salon. Moi gagne un cheval qui vole chaque soir. Moi gagne cheveux poivre moi pas le cheveux soir. Bad boy haïtien qui sorti en Haïti. Depuis moi un problème moi râle ousine. Les mal d'école américaine t'es conjuré. Yo tiré les nègres yo et les tinec kiné. Jean yo parle moi ouais yo pas civilisé. Jean yo parle moi ouais yo pas contre bon Dieu. 45 bon côté plus moi gagne des pieds collés. Si on est testé ma pépette de Grenjil. Original haïtien qui sorti Jérusalem. Si on est testé ma Nessa ou pas pour Noël. Qui a ici cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur non mati. Les bombes yo kemo yo devo. C'est leur mou et police vini. Moi nous monsieur non mati. Qui a ici cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur non mati. Les bombes yo kemo yo devo. C'est leur mou et police vini. Tendez.
Côté mou yo.
You should that one day we all go. So keep your head to the sky. See the path we refuse is the path we should choose. You can take your one.
Haïtien cap d'image New York sans fusil.
Man, you
Yo devo se lò mou e pa les uni.
Hey! Bon bagay yo tim ke... Konnen ki nem yo? Fi Pétionville, fi Pétionville. Pa ble ne ki gen cheve poav. Mwen gen cheve poav.
Thank you.
Stay.